Creatine benefits the brain, the muscle, and the immune system. The brain absolutely needs creatine. While creatine is famous for building muscle, the brain is actually one of the most energy-demanding organs in the body, accounting for about 20% of your total energy consumption despite being only 2% of your body weight. Creatine supplementation may improve cognitive function, improve memory, and boost mood, particularly in individuals experiencing stress or sleep deprivation, and for both vegetarians and older adults, as they typically have lower baseline levels of creatine. Does the brain need it? Your brain naturally produces some creatine, but it also absorbs it from your diet, meat, and fish. Research shows that increasing these levels through supplementation can provide several benefits, particularly when the brain is stressed. About 1 to 2 grams of creatine are synthesized in your body each day, and you eat about 1 to 2 grams more. Muscular activity quickly depletes a main source of energy called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Creatine phosphate is the main source of high-energy phosphate bonds in muscle and nerves critical to the formation of ATP. Creatine improved cycling times for cyclists. Muscles readily absorb dietary creatine, and doses of 5 grams 4 times a day for 5 days can replete a muscle deficiency. Taking low doses while thoroughly hydrated is generally safe. Hydration is the key. Creatine acts as a backup battery, helping to rapidly regenerate ATP, cellular energy, during periods of high demand or stress. Key benefits for the brain: reduced mental fatigue. Studies show it helps maintain performance during repetitive or difficult cognitive tasks. Stress resilience. It is most effective when the brain is under metabolic stress, such as sleep deprivation, hypoxia, low oxygen, or aging. Memory and processing. Some evidence suggests improvements in short-term memory and reasoning, especially in vegetarians or older adults who may have lower baseline levels of creatine. Neuroprotection. It is being studied for its role in recovering from mild traumatic brain injuries, concussions, and supporting those with neurodegenerative conditions. Recommended doses. The standard muscle-building dose, 3 to 5 grams, may not be enough for the brain. Because the blood-brain barrier is very selective, it is harder to get creatine into the brain than into muscle. Goal. Protocol. Standard brain support. 5 to 10 grams per day. Ongoing maintenance. Rapid brain loading. 20 grams per day for 5 to 7 days, followed by a maintenance phase. Vegetarians or seniors. 5 grams per day. Typically shows significant cognitive benefits since baseline levels are often lower. The verdict. If you are well rested and eat a high protein diet, you might not feel a buzz, but if you're sleep deprived, older, or vegetarian, creatine is one of the most science-backed nootropics, brain supplements, available. Myasthenia gravis. In patients with myasthenia gravis, creatine is considered an integrative therapeutic that may help manage muscle weakness and fatigue. Because myasthenia gravis is characterized by a failure of neuromuscular transmission, the muscles themselves often become energy-starved or deconditioned. Creatine supplementation is thought to provide a metabolic buffer, helping these compromised muscles maintain ATP levels during activity. Key benefits for myasthenia gravis: improved muscle strength and mass. Patients with myasthenia gravis often experience muscle atrophy and significant weakness due to reduced activity and the condition itself. Case study insight. A 15-week study on a patient with myasthenia gravis combined resistance training with creatine supplementation. The results showed a 37% increase in leg extension strength and a 6.8% increase in body weight, primarily fat-free mass. Mechanism. Creatine increases the availability of phosphocreatine in the muscle, which is essential for the rapid resynthesis of ATP during the brief intense contractions used in strength training. Delaying neuromuscular fatigue. While creatine cannot fix the underlying antibody-driven communication problem at the neuromuscular junction, it can improve the physical working capacity of the muscle. By increasing the energy reservoir within the muscle fiber, creatine may help a patient perform more work, movements, before reaching the point of total exhaustion. Neuroprotection and recovery. Research into various neuromuscular diseases, including myasthenia gravis and muscular dystrophies, suggests that creatine may protect muscle cells from metabolic stress and improve the efficiency of the calcium pump, which is critical for muscle relaxation and subsequent contraction. Recommended doses for MG. Clinical studies in neuromuscular populations typically use one of two approaches. Loading phase, 20 grams per day, split into 4-5-gram doses for 5 days. Maintenance phase, 5 grams per day is the most common long-term dose for maintaining elevated muscle creatine stores. Critical safety considerations. Kidney function. Because some MG medications, like cyclosporin, can affect the kidneys, it is vital to have your renal function checked before starting creatine. Hydration. Creatine pulls water into the muscles. You must increase your daily water intake to avoid cramping or dehydration. Avoid magnesium. Unlike creatine, magnesium is often contraindicated in MG, as it can interfere with neuromuscular transmission. Oncology and immunology. The role of creatine in oncology and immunology represents an exciting frontier in biomedical research. While historically viewed strictly as a muscle-building supplement, pioneering research reveals that creatine acts as a critical molecular battery that helps the immune system wage war against tumors. 1. Fueling the immune command center, dendritic cells. Recent studies highlight how creatine serves as a lifeline for dendritic cells, the immune system's specialized messengers responsible for capturing tumor fragments and training killer T cells to attack tumors. Overcoming metabolic hostility. The tumor microenvironment is nutrient poor and highly competitive. Tumor cells aggressively consume glucose and other nutrients, leaving immune cells energetically starved. The CRT transporter safeguard. Researchers discovered that dendritic cells inside tumors heavily upregulate the expression of the creatine transporter, CRT. By pumping more creatine into the cell, it acts as an energy reserve that maintains optimal ATP levels. Activation and survival. When dendritic cells are genetically modified to lack this transporter, their survival rates plunge, they struggle to mature, and they fail to effectively prime the rest of the immune system to recognize cancer. Supplementing with creatine preserves the crucial inflammatory signaling pathways these cells need to activate T cells. Energizing the foot soldiers, CD8 killer T cells. The benefit of creatine stretches directly to the cells executing the attack. Foundational work by the same laboratories showed that CD8 killer T cells heavily depend on the phosphocreatine-creatine kinase system. When killer T cells infiltrate a tumor, they use creatine like a hybrid car uses a backup battery, drawing upon stored energy to keep multiplying and releasing tumor-destroying molecules like IFN-gamma and granzyme B, even when short on traditional fuel. Without creatine, T cells quickly suffer from metabolic exhaustion and become ineffective. Boosting cancer vaccines and immunotherapy. Because creatine reinforces the very infrastructure of anti-tumor immunity, it holds immense promise as a clinical adjunct. Synergy with checkpoint inhibitors. Preclinical models have shown that combining creatine with standard immunotherapies, such as anti-PD-1 blockade, creates a powerful synergistic effect that significantly slows tumor growth and prevents T-cell exhaustion. Enhancing cancer vaccines. In laboratory settings, adding creatine during the manufacturing of human dendritic cell-based vaccines significantly improves their ability to activate human T cells against cancer-associated targets. Important safety note and nuance. While preclinical data, mouse and human cell models, is incredibly promising, human clinical trials are still ongoing. Furthermore, the relationship between creatine and cancer is nuanced. In some specific, non-immunological contexts, certain highly aggressive or metastatic cancer cells can attempt to hijack creatine metabolism to fuel their own migration. Therefore, cancer patients should never self-prescribe creatine and must always consult their oncology team before starting a regimen.